بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون.
All praise is for Allah alone, who created the heavens and the earth, and brought into being light and darkness. And yet those who have rejected the call of the truth ascribe others to be equals to their Lord. Remember that, although polytheists, the Arabs to whom these verses are addressed, did acknowledge God as the creator of the heavens and the earth, who causes day to alternate with night, and who has brought into existence the sun and the moon. None of them attributed any of these acts to either Al-Lat, Al-Hubal, Al-Uzza, or any other deities. Why then should they prostrate themselves before others besides the Creator? Why should they offer their prayers and supplications to any but God? The actual word that has been used in the original text for darkness is in the plural. The contrast with the singular light is significant. Whereas light is one, there can be innumerable degrees of darkness, which is the absence of light.
هو الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى أجلا وأجل مسمى عنده ثم أنتم تمترون.
He it is who has created you out of clay and then decreed a term of life and has also appointed another term, a term determined with him. Yet you are in doubt. He it is who has created you out of clay. The elements composing the human organism are all without exception derived from the earth. Hence it is said that man has been created out of clay, a term determined with him. This alludes to the hour of judgment when human beings, regardless of the age in which they lived, will be brought back to life and summoned to render an account before their Lord.
وَهُوَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ وَجَهْرَكُمْ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ.
And He, it is who, is one true God in the heavens and in the earth. He knows your deeds, both secret and open, and knows fully whatever you earn.
وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ.
Yet every time a sign of their Lord comes to them, they turn away from it.
فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا بِالْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
And thus they gave the lie to the truth that has now come to them. Soon they will come upon some news concerning what they had mocked at. The allusion here is to the migration, Hijrah, and the numerous victories destined to follow it in quick succession. When this allusion was made, the unbelievers could not have guessed what kind of news they would receive, and even the Muslims could not have imagined those developments. In fact, the Prophet himself, peace be upon him, was not fully aware of the possibilities which lay in store.
أَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا لَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَكُمْ وَأَرْسَلْنَا السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِدْرَارًا وَجَعَلْنَا الْأَنْهَارَ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ فَأَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَأَنْشَأْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قَرْنًا آخَرِينَ.
Had they not seen how many a people we have destroyed before them, people whom we had made more powerful in the earth than you are, and upon them we showered from the heavens abundant rains, and at whose feet we caused the rivers to flow, And then, when they behaved ungratefully, we destroyed them for their sins and raised other peoples in their place.
وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِرْطَاسٍ فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ لَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ
O Messenger, had we sent down to you a book inscribed on parchment, and had they even touched it with their own hands, the unbelievers would still have said, "This is nothing but plain magic."
وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ وَلَوْ أَنزَلْنَا مَلَكًا لَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ ثُمَّ لَا يُنظَرُونَ
They also say, Why has no angel been sent down to this prophet? Had we sent down an angel, the matter would surely have no long been decided, and no respite would have been granted them. They also say, Why has no angel been sent down to this prophet? The unbelievers were saying that if Muhammad, peace be upon him, had indeed been endowed with prophethood, an angel should have been sent down from heaven to announce that he was the messenger of God. And that people would be punished if they did not follow his directives. It was astonishing to these ignorant objectors that the creator of the heavens and the earth should appoint someone as his messenger and then leave him without protection against the physical hurts and insults that were flung at him. They would have expected the envoy of a sovereign as great as the creator of the universe to be accompanied by at least some heavenly constable, if not a large retinue to protect him. And no respite would have been granted them. The unbelievers' objection is refuted by this remark. It warns them that the time available for accepting the true faith and bringing about the required reform in their lives will last only as long as the ultimate reality remains concealed from human perception by the veil of the unseen. Once that veil is removed, there will be no more respite. The summons to God's reckoning will have come. This earthly life is a test of whether a man is able to recognize the ultimate reality. Even though it lies hidden from his sense perception, by the correct exercise of his reason and intellect, and of whether having once recognized it, he is able to behave in conformity with that reality by exercising control over his animal self and its lusts. This test necessarily requires that the reality should remain concealed. Thereafter, man will be confronted with the result of the test rather than by any further test. Until God has decided to bring the term of their test to a close, it is not possible to respond to such requests by sending angels to them in their true form.
وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ مَلَكًا لَجَعَلْنَاهُ رَجُلًا وَلَلَبَسْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا يَلْبِسُونَ
Had we appointed an angel, we would have sent him down in the form of a man, and thus we would have caused them the same doubt which they now entertain. This is the second point in response to the unbeliever's objection. One possible form in which the angel could have appeared is in its true non-terrestrial form. It has already been pointed out that the time for this has not arrived. Alternatively, angels could have come down in human form, but this would have left the unbelievers facing the same difficulty as they faced with regard to whether the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, had been designated by God or not.
وَلَقَدْ اسْتُهْزِئَ بِرُسُلٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَحَاقَ بِالَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ
And indeed before your time, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, many a messenger has been scoffed at, but those who mocked at them were encompassed by the truth they had scoffed at.